Joining us on MissouriNet.com is Bob Burchard, the men's basketball coach at Columbia College. Bob is also the school's athletic director. Bob, thank you for your time, because this is an exciting and busy time for your basketball programs.
Well, Bill, it is a very exciting time for us. We're very happy to be continuing our season and taking our teams into national play. It's been just an outstanding basketball season, and we look forward to the good things still ahead of us.
Now, not just with the men's team, and we'll talk about them here in a moment, but women's basketball is heading down to Frankfort, Kentucky next week as a number 4 seed in the NAIA Division I National Tournament. The Lady Cougars ranked 13th in the country. They've had an outstanding year. Can you talk a little bit about them and just what that program has done, not just this year, but they've had an incredible run, too.
They've had an amazing run, and I think not only in terms of this season, but the consistency of success has I just think been outstanding. Mike Davis, our coach, has done a great job of continuing to put I just think high level student athletes out on the court. This team in particular has been very entertaining to watch. And I think gratifying in that they kind of got off to a tough start, played some amazing competition right at the beginning, and, you know, really grew from that, and which took them into a regular season and postseason championship in our league.
Looking at some of the numbers here that Mike Davis and this team has put together here in recent years, this is the 10th trip to the NAIA National Tournament in program history and 5th straight appearance, and as I mentioned, ranked 13th in the country. Now, not only is the women's program having a great season, but let's talk about the remarkable run that your men have put together. 33-0 record. How do you even grasp something like that? I mean, you've certainly have had success, but this has just been an amazing season.
It's been a blast, Bill, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know that you I don't know that you can really grasp what the season's meant to us. Maybe down the road, some will look back and be able to analyze it some. I think there are certain things that have just kind of stood out. Number one is when we were kind of headed towards having the longest winning streak in our program's history, and that was an exciting time. And shortly thereafter, being ranked number one in the country for the first time, and that was obviously an exciting time. And then when it got close to the end of the regular season, having the opportunity to finish out the season without a loss was really, really exciting. And so I think we've had these kind of markers throughout the season that have really helped us and kept the emotions going.
Bob, the last time we talked, you said that someone had told you that there's only one way to go from there. And I think at the time you had 20, 22 wins. And you said, yeah, but you know what? If we're going to fall, what better way to do it than from the top? And that's really a great attitude to have about this whole thing. How do you handle talking about this streak with the players? I mean, is it taboo? Do you embrace it? How do you approach that as a coach?
Well, we really haven't, to be honest with you. We've just tried to be extremely consistent and consistent in our preparation and consistent in our practices and how we prepared for each game. Now, obviously, everybody around us has been talking about it. So I don't think we've really even had the thought of having to address it as a coaching staff. You know, I was asked the question just recently, you know, about what would happen, you know, if you lost your first game when you got into national play. And I think my answer was, well, that would mean we're 33-1. And I think it's just that simple, trying to put together a consistent effort.
You know, something we're talking with Bob Burchard, who's the basketball coach for the Columbia Cougar men's basketball team, 33-0, heading into the NAIA National Tournament next weekend, which will be in Kansas City. you've averaged almost 25 victories a season in your last 25 years with Colombia. Maybe a little different from pros, but in college, you know, you hear coaches talk about, you know, life lessons, teaching players and student athletes things that they can take along for their entire life. And you mentioned it here. I mean, you could go into this first game and lose it. But talk about the lessons and the teachings of a team just preparing, going about their day-to-day business, and the fact that they're able to do that and win 33 straight games. Because regardless of what happens, you can't take that away. That's a remarkable run. And just talk about that learning aspect.
Well, I think there are certain things that we really focus on and have for years, Bill. And one of those is trying to teach young people how to go about work. One of the things that athletics really does is it does provide a level of teaching of work ethic. And so just a consistent showing up, you know, we talk so much with our guys about, you know, a great part of success is just showing up. You know, if you do that in the workplace, it's amazing where it'll take you. And I think the other thing is group, you know, what it means to be part of a group effort. You know, to get to the point that this team has gotten, you have to have contributions from a lot of people. You can't just depend on maybe one star person or one star player. It does have to be a group effort. One of my wife's favorite sayings is, many hands make light work. And so... We have been very fortunate to have guys that have bought into that concept of being unselfish and allowing people to do good work.
Do you get wrapped up into numbers, whether it's your own stats or past records or things like that? I mean, do you not in a boastful type of way, but do you just look back on those and say, "Wow, that was a great year," or this was amazing, or are those things you get wrapped up into, or are you more just the day-to-day process?
Well, I think when you're in the middle of it, it is just about the process. And again, that's kind of a buzzword now in athletics as well. I think when you go back and reflect, then you look at the numbers. In the athletic world, you do keep track. Some people win and some teams lose, and you keep records. That's a big part of, your goal setting and what you're trying to get accomplished. But I think I think we reflect more on those experiences, particularly when, your older players come back and visit and you kind of reflect on the work that they did while they were with you in the program. But when you're in the middle of it, it truly is just a matter of breaking down the game in segments that you can work towards. You know, if you sat back and said, you know, our goal is to go 33-0, then at the beginning of the year, most years you wouldn't achieve any of your goals. I think it's a little bit more important to get into some smaller type units and in terms of the work you're doing.
You're listening to Bob Burchard. He's the head basketball coach for Columbia College, the men's basketball program, number one in the country, the NAIA tournament next week in Kansas City. You talked about how you look back at numbers. I went back and just looked at your schedule, and I'm sure there were some games that were closer than what the final score would appear to be, but only four of those games were by single digit. And one of those, I kind of chuckled when I saw it. It was game two of the year, a 58-57 win over Avila University in Kansas City. It's kind of odd to think that, you know, right there in game two, that easily could have been a loss, and you wouldn't even be thinking about this. Do you remember that game at all, and how you pulled that out?
Well, I do remember the game. It seems like years ago right now, to be honest with you, Bill. But
yeah.
The I've always said that four things really happen in a basketball season. And one of those four is that you win a game, there's no way you should win. And that certainly was the case in that game. We trailed the entire game, really had a hard time playing. They did a great job on us defensively. We weren't playing at the – obviously, we were just getting started and weren't at the level that the team has gotten to. And our point guard, Devin Griffin, made a steal right at the end and scored a three-point play to put us on top. And truly, it was one of those games where when you got on the bus, you said, I don't even know how that we came on top on that one. The other things that typically happen is you normally get blown out, in a game somewhere along the way, and then you normally lose a game you should never lose, and then you normally blow somebody out. And luckily, we haven't experienced a couple of those things.
We talked about the number of runs that you've made to the national tournament in 2009. You made it to the finals, finished up runner up in what at the time was the best season in terms of wins with a 30-8 record. Talk about your approach now heading into the tournament, and what you do to prepare players, and is there an advantage to being so close to home since you play in Kansas City?
Well, I think there's an advantage because our friends and family can get to the games easily. And I think this year our seating in terms of placement of games at the tournament is really beneficial in that it's a 7 o'clock time period. And if we're fortunate enough to continue to advance, we'll always be in an evening time slot, which is a very normal basketball prep time slot. I think we're experienced. Our guys have been there. The majority of the team has played in two previous tournaments, and so there won't be so much new going on. I think the NAI tournament is one of the most amazing athletic events on the athletic calendar. It's billed as the college basketball's toughest tournament for a reason. You have to win 5 games in 6 days. It's an unusual setting in that you play in all at one site, 8 games in a day, and 8 college games take up time. And game start at 9 in the morning and can go all the way till past midnight in some years. And so it really is an experience. I think it's a great fan experience for a college basketball fan. And so I think the true advantage for us just though is that so many of our friends and fans can get there to the games.
Bob Burchard, the men's basketball coach at Columbia College. We've got a link to your website, ColumbiaCougars.com. I know you might be afraid of maybe missing a player, but we certainly want to focus on the team and what they've accomplished so far. Are there some players that you can kind of highlight? And we'll have the roster posted on with the story on MissouriNet.com. But are there some players you'd like to highlight, maybe some seniors or others that you'd like to talk about that kind of come to mind? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
I think really the anchor of our team has been Jordan Dressler, who is a senior for us. Jordan is the son of Mark Dressler, former MU player, played on Norm Stewart's great teams that won the Big 8 championships in the John Sunbold and Stepanovic eras. He's a Rockbridge graduate, so he's a local, local player. Jordan, returning All-American for us, who was second-team All-American last year, is probably one of the most skilled post players that I've had the opportunity to coach. He is a great passer, and when your best inside player passes the ball as well as he does, you can run a lot of offense through the basket area, and so he started out at Toledo University, transferred to us, and we've been fortunate to have him for the last 3 years. Derek Dilworth is another Missouri name that people will recognize. Derek probably has one of the most intriguing double-doubles in that he was a starting quarterback at Webster Groves High School and led them to a state championship, and then was a starting guard on their basketball team and led them to a state championship. And I just think that's a rare feat, and tells a lot about his leadership and skills. He came to us from Moberly Junior College and had a great career there as well. Point guard, Devin Griffin, has had an outstanding year. He's our leading scorer, which is pretty uncommon at that point position. Is an explosive player, has been in the program for 3 years, and has really made incremental jumps as we have progressed. I think one of the fun things about this team is we do have a lot of Missouri students involved. We have a lot of smart Missouri students on the team. This group had 10 academic all-conference members out of 15 players. Average GPA was over a 3.25, which is outstanding. And so it's nice to see Missouri high school players perform at this level, both academically and athletically.
If you're looking for a team to cheer for, I just looked at your roster. 11 of the 15 players are from the state of Missouri, and you guys are getting ready for another remarkable run here in the postseason. Bob Burchard, the head basketball coach at Columbia College, I wish you guys the best of luck already. An outstanding season. Congratulations on that. And then right after this, you get ready for a big personal moment, your induction into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame here in Jefferson City. And so we'll see you in April. Too.
Well, thank you, Bill. And it has been an amazing year. For our 25th year at Columbia College, I couldn't think of anything to be better than what's happened.
Well, best of luck, and again, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bill.